Brought to you this morning by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. And Joni Elmore in from the Literacy Coalition. And first of all, thanks for coming in this morning. I know we set this up a number of weeks ago, and I'm happy to have you in here and talking about literacy this morning.
Oh, thank you, Charlie. I was here back in the summer.
Yeah.
Just to give you a little overview, my main reason for coming on Community Connection today is just to let people know what we offer at the Bartlesville Public Library in the way of literacy services.
And then you'll be making a presentation tomorrow to the Retired Teachers Association talking about the
same. Oh, yes, you saw that in the paper, aren't you the sweetest?
Well, actually, we've had it. It's our Facebook post for today, and we've had it on radio reminders here for a while because the Retired Teachers Association always lets us know about their speakers every month.
Well, we're very excited about talking to teachers because we specialize in tutors, and of course, tutors and teachers have a lot in common,
they
as
do.
You well know. And we're always looking for volunteers to help with our program, but we're not going to bombard them with our needs for volunteering. We just want to inform them about what we are doing on the level of the library to help with the literacy issue here in Oklahoma.
And of course, locally, the literacy program's been headquartered at the library. Well, I know I was speaking with Mrs. Eastman back in the late 90s, early 2000s about the program that they do. At the time, it was a focus because the need more was for the people who did not complete school, school dropout, people who just plain, I'll say, fooled the teacher and maybe graduated but didn't really have the literacy other than maybe the basic reading skills that they got in third, fourth, fifth grade.
Well, there are cases like that, and we teach remedial reading at Literacy Services, but maybe I could give just a little bit of an understanding of how this all works.
Mm-hmm.
The Oklahoma Literacy Coalition and the Oklahoma Department of Libraries work hand in hand to serve the different communities in Oklahoma and to provide literacy services. So that's why you see Oklahoma Literacy Coalition written sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes you'll see Oklahoma Department of Libraries. But we are housed at the Bartlesville Public Library under the Oklahoma Department of Libraries. But we are assisted and we are schooled by the Oklahoma Literacy Coalition. So it is an interesting hand-in-hand project that we all work at together and bring it to the community level.
And I think it's the service that you provide both locally and statewide. It helps so many people because of there is a need for, well, both remedial reading and also I think the main mission we're talking about this morning, what we used to talk about as English as a second language. My grandmother moved here from Italy and learned,
yes,
and learned English,
yes,
from an extra neighbor.
Yes. Well, I like to explain it like this. There are four tiers of literacy services at the Bartlesville Public Library under our Literacy Services Department. We teach remedial reading to those people who had unfortunate situations. Maybe they did not finish school, or maybe they were a working farming family. Maybe they succumbed to generational poverty and had to drop out of school. And we teach one-to-one tutoring to those individuals. Actually, the stats on remedial need for reading are pretty high. 46% of adults read poorly in the United States. In the state of Oklahoma, we have 43%. 32% only read at a basic level, and 12% read below a basic level. So there is a need for remedial reading, and we teach that one-to-one with tutors in an environment that is supportive and positive and helps the individual who might have been hiding that deficiency.
And some of them get very good at it.
Yes. Well, that happens because we have to get along in this world, and we have to figure out how to make it all work for us.
Yeah. I mean, if I hand up a piece of paper, I left my glasses at home. Can you read that for me or whatever?
Yes, that can happen.
Yeah.
Yes, that can happen. And there's a shame attached to that. And we try to help uncover that and to try to change that for the individual so that their self-image improves and they feel better about who they are. So that's one tier. The second tier is English as a second language, or now we call it English language learners.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that there are individuals who are living in our culture whose first language is something else.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how many people have come to our area right here in Bartlesville from different countries all over the world. It's mind-boggling. People don't realize it. But right now we have a pretty strong increase in English language learners.
Sure.
Just to give you a few stats on that, about 10.3% of people in Oklahoma schools do not speak English. And 6.7 students, which is about 45,000, do not speak English as their first language. And there has been a 48% increase in foreign language speaking just in our state. Now listen, those stats are from 2013,
mm-hmm.
because they don't do stats every year. So you know that those stats have increased. So there is an increasing need for helping people learn English.
I would be curious if there was a comparison between what's going on now and maybe what was going on here in this country, say, in the 1920s with the influx from Europe just right after World War One, or maybe pre-World War One. Looking at, like, my dad obviously was born in this country, but Italian was spoken in the house. He didn't really learn English, so to speak, until he went to school because his parents spoke Italian in the house. They spoke English outside, but really, the language that my dad grew up listening to was Italian.
Well, absolutely. And our goal is to be a language-friendly center where people can come to learn English and we can help them to involve themselves in our culture. And, of course, second generation, that's always goes much better because the children filter into our school system and learn our language ways. But it's our goal to help people learn English. So we provide conversation classes, and we also provide one-to-one tutoring. So it's a situation that is probably, as you know, increasing, and we are there. We can become understaffed quickly mm-hmm. if we're not careful. And so we're always appealing to the general culture here in Bartlesville. If you can read, you can teach English. In fact, we don't even require that anybody have a second language to teach English.
Mm-hmm.
And we have goals of being able to school our tutors so that they can share what they know about their language with individuals. A lot of times it's just talking with people.
Sure. That's how we learn as a youngster.
Yes.
It's the immersion.
Yes.
It's the words you hear. You somebody picks up a paper and says paper. You pick up a ball and you say ball. That's the way we learn as a two-year-old.
Absolutely. And if you can Google Bartlesville Public Library, you can find out about our classes. We have English conversation classes on Mondays and Tuesday evenings, Wednesday evenings at the Bartlesville Public Library. And we have citizenship classes on Thursday mornings at 10 o'clock. And then we also have English conversation classes at 6 p.m. on Tuesday evenings at Casa Hispana. So that's a different environment than coming up to the library.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people feel more comfortable going to a different environment than an educator's environment, such as the library. But we make the library environment friendly for those people who want to seek our services. So we've talked about the two of the four tiers of literacy,
okay.
Remedial reading and English as a second language.
And we'll pick up the other two when we continue with Joni Elmore and talking about the literacy program in Bartlesville when we continue on 1400 K1 in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state. And I should know, it's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Continuing our time this morning with Joni Elmore and talking about the literacy program. And I know one of the other things that you do, you mentioned it a little bit in passing, the citizenship program. Then I know that you have regular graduation and citizenship ceremonies. They're often held in Tulsa, not here. But
yes,
nonetheless, the graduates do graduate and become citizens.
Absolutely. We are so proud of our citizenship program, and I call it the third tier. If you teach someone to speak English, the next thing they want to do is become a citizen. So we're on that ground level. And people that come to the United States and become citizens, of course, can take care can take part in all the things that we provide for them as American citizens. To make application for citizenship, a person has to be a permanent resident in the United States for 5 years and have an active green card. An applicant must be able to speak and write English and pass an interview that is given orally in English and must be responded to and be able to respond in English. So you can see learning English is the big part of the citizenship program. An individual who is learning to become a citizen also has to pass a civics test that you and I probably could not pass.
I've seen that test, and I think a lot of people would get a lot of right answers, but we better go back to eighth grade or whenever when we took our civics back then to get a refresher on it.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I listen to the citizenship classes, and I'm going, oh, I'd forgotten that fact, you know. But what we do is we help give an individual who's seeking their citizenship a place to come and learn, an environment where they can excel so that they can get the confidence they need to go before the citizenship boards. And you must be willing to take an oath to the allegiance of the United States of America, and you must be deemed of good character. And here's a fact that most people don't know. You must pay $640 to apply and $85 for biometrics, which is fingerprinting.
Right.
So, you know, that can be a deterrent at times, just the idea that it takes about over $700 to make application.
Mm-hmm.
But it does take a while for you to get everything you need under your belt to become a citizen. So there are times that you can get that money together. But we're very proud of our citizenship program. We train our citizens in waiting, and then they go and take their boards and their interviews, and then they attend the most beautiful ceremonies you can ever imagine in Tulsa and in Oklahoma City, and they are literally greeted, and they are accepted and supported. The president makes a welcoming speech, and there is just a general feeling of elation, mm-hmm, in the room of all the people who are there getting their citizenship.
In past interviews, I've spoken with then-Congressman Bridenstine, and I've talked with Senator Inhofe. He has attended those ceremonies a couple of times, and it's nice to see the elected officials that come to some of those ceremonies.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. It's just a wonderful day, a wonderful day. I've gotten to attend two ceremonies, and three of our students graduate from our program into American citizenship, and it is just incredibly rewarding. So we have spoken then now about three tiers of literacy: remedial reading, English as a second language, or an English language learner. We've, mm-hmm, talked about our citizenship program. And today I want to focus on a little different side of literacy,
okay,
which is catching hold in our state, and it's called health literacy.
Okay.
Health literacy is an amazing new program that we are striving to get out to the general public at our library. If you cannot read, or if you are struggling in culture, many times you cannot take as good care of your health as you would like to.
Sure.
Maybe you can't speak to the doctor openly. Maybe you can't converse with him. There are many of us who are educated, but we don't understand medical words.
Right.
And it's difficult sometimes just to understand our own health needs. So we are providing at the library health literacy courses. And so we are focusing on two different classes this spring from two different wonderful teachers, Chef Sandy McClelland, who actually was a chef from University of Anchorage, Alaska.
Okay.
And she is coming, and she is giving us cooking classes in areas of specifically of health issues that people might face. For instance, in January, she is giving a, in fact, it's today at noon. All of our cooking classes are at noon, so people can come hungry and they get to taste everything. That's fun. But today she's going to school us on cooking healthy food on a limited budget. And it doesn't matter who you are. Sometimes you have a limited budget for food.
Exactly.
And she's going to feature yummy pastas dishes today. In February, she's going to focus on cooking for heart health. And in March, nutritional meals featuring healthy salads. In April, a delicious way to cook and lower your cholesterol. And in May, Arthritis Awareness Month.
Something we can all use.
Absolutely. And simultaneous to that, we have Susan Miller, who is somebody that people know all over the city, who has been the owner of the Rolling Pin
right.
for years. And she is retiring from that particular venue.
She has something else she's picking up, but that's for another
time. She does. Yeah. That's for another time. But on the side, she's going to come and teach us about parchment cooking, gluten-free cooking, the art of roasting vegetables, repurposing leftovers, making bread, just all kinds of fun participations that we can do that help us with our cooking skills mm-hmm. and our health skills. We also offer Tai Chi every Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock, and I'm in the Tai Chi class. It is absolutely wonderful.
When did you first notice a lowering of your blood pressure after taking the class?
Well, I haven't done that.
Okay.
I'm due to go to the doctor. I've always had low blood pressure. I'm one of those people that runs around like a hummingbird.
Then you may not notice much of a result, but that's okay.
But it is just absolutely wonderful for mind, body, and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a wonderful instructor who has just been fabulous. And then we are also teaching Refit. And we are also teaching yoga. So all of these are different parts of the body that we can retrain
mm-hmm.
and help people on different physical levels to take care of their bodies better. Unfortunately, I must tell you that Oklahoma rates 47th in health literacy in 50 states. That means we're third lowest
mm-hmm.
in the country.
We dropped a couple of points on that rating. I think
yes,
we were 45,
we were,
I think. Yeah.
Well,
43, I forget.
We were probably 43. We dropped to 46, and now we've dropped to 47. So we're really giving a big high punch to health literacy right now. And we're also doing, I said yoga, Refit, and Tai Chi. I want to tell people, if you Google Bartlesville Public Library, you will begin to see the times and dates of these classes. And they will come up, but you can also just absolutely go directly to our website, which is always a difficult one for people, but it is www.bartlesville.lib.ok.us. If you click on Literacy Services, you'll see all of our programs, but we try to put those programs up on the website in such a way that people can find them, and on Facebook as well.
Yeah, so going through Google will make that URL a little bit easier, because the link will be, if you just click on literacy, it'll be there on the Google for
Absolutely.
You.
Yeah. And I might mention that our Refit classes are at 5:30 on Wednesdays. Our yoga classes are 5:30 on Tuesdays. Tai Chi is 11 o'clock on Wednesday. And I just can't say enough about our Tai Chi class and what it absolutely does for people, helping them with balance, control, breathing. And it's not demanding, but it is mentally acute. It is physically acute, and it does renew the spiritual man.
And I think many people who take Tai Chi, that first experience, they'll walk in saying, oh, this is going to be easy, I can do that, it's relaxing. Well, it's not really relaxing. It's actually more of balancing some muscles and opposing motion and that sort of thing. So you
Yes, I am remiss in not being able to recall this moment our Tai Chi teacher's last name. She is an Asian woman of high caliber and quality, and her first name is Judy. So all of you all, if you know Judy, the Tai Chi teacher, she's just fabulous and a wonderful spiritual
And
woman.
If you don't know her, go to the class and meet her.
Right, and when I remember her name, I will feel terrible. Judy, I love you if you're listening. But it's just such a wonderful program. It's all at the Bartlesville Public Library. Everything is free. Everything is supportive. Everything is up to date, and we just want people to know we exist and we are there.
How does somebody get hooked up? How do you enroll in classes if you have a need?
It is so easy. Come to the second floor of the library. Come in the main entrance, take the elevator to the left, come to the second floor, and you'll see a sign that says Literacy Services, or you can call 918-338-4179, and we'll speak to you on the telephone.
We didn't spend a lot of time of it, but you did mention a couple of times that volunteer and instructor is fairly easy. If you speak the language, you probably are qualified to teach.
Absolutely, and we need you. If you are retired and you are bored, would you come to the Literacy Services office? We're going to teach you how to teach people how to speak English. It's something you are immersed in, you've lived in, you've trained in, and you can teach someone else.
Well, Joni, thank you so much for your time this morning, but also for all the people who are involved in the literacy program and Bartlesville Public Library for their use of the space so you can hold the classes.
Charlie, thank you so much for letting us come to share with the public.
It's a program that is definitely needed, and as you talked about it, the people who come through it, whether it's simple remedial reading or whether it moves on to citizenship and taking that ceremony in Tulsa, it is profitable for them as well.
It is, and it is a wonderful place to come and be and to make new friends and acquaintances.
Thank you very much. That's a Community Connection on 1400 K1 News on the way next.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. An alleged